Saturday morning at the football on 882-6PR.
Yes, and let's get inside the West Coast Eagles now with Justin Longmuir, who joins us online. Welcome, Justin. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, boys.
Justin, good morning. Can Matt Pittis play tomorrow?
No, at this stage, mate, he's probably going to get left out. He's obviously travelled as an emergency. He's been fully invested in the week, and he's going to, at this stage, sit in the coach's box unless it's something untoward happens.
So why is it he's not playing? Why is he not good enough for such a credible player not back into your starting 22 if he's fit?
I wouldn't say he's not good enough. I mean, there's a lot of...
Well, he's not in the team, so clearly he's deemed as not good enough to be in the best 22 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's not in the best 22.
Okay, so is he playing tomorrow then?
We rested and managed Sam Mitchell 2 weeks ago, so...
Yeah, Matt rested last week, I thought. You said he was injured. Now he's fit. You're not playing him.
We've picked our team. Yeah. We're pretty happy with the team we've picked. We've probably gone for a little bit more outside run with bringing Maston in. And, he's fully invested in what we're doing. And, he's going to help us coach tomorrow.
So are you a little concerned about the outside pace and the leg speed of St Kilda and on that fast track? Probably under the roof, Justin.
Yeah, definitely. It's something we have to weigh out. I mean, we played pretty well last week against Brisbane. I think all the players that, played probably warrant their selection. And we probably just brought in a little bit more outside round in with Maston. Their wings are very dangerous. So are their high half forwards. So, yeah, under the roof, we managed Mitchell, 2 weeks ago. So we're probably going with a similar team to what we played against Collingwood.
Have you learned a few lessons in terms of trying to counter some of that speed that St Kilda can throw at you from your loss to Essendon in round 9 at the same venue?
Yeah, we have. And we feel like we've been pretty consistent in that area of the game since that day. And it all comes down to the contest. If we can get numbers around the ball and win our fair share of the contest, then an outside run doesn't come into the game as much. In that second quarter against Essendon, we just got smashed around the ball. Mm. And that brought all the Richo Fantasia and Tippin Woody and those types of guys into the game. So we feel like we've become a lot more consistent around the footy, and that's helped us protect the outside.
I won't labour the point, but I think what you've just said, it seems to me as though, Pittis, if you've got to win it around the contest, that's what he does best. Drew Petrie, the sole ruck tomorrow, will you have to then look for Jeremy McGovern as the backup now?
Yeah, that's the role he played last week. We're going to go in with this, a similar setup in the ruck. We feel like he gives us a lot forward, and his ruck work has been really good. From the little amount he's done, and also when he gets his hands on the footy, hands on the footy is so good around the ground. So it's a little bit of a risk against probably an informed ruckman in London, but it's a risk we're willing to take.
Justin, you never concede and you want to win every game, but what's the emphasis been on this week? Is the messaging being very strong that, hey, this is almost like an elimination final for us?
Yeah, it has. It has. But I think the outside noise that players pick up on the importance of the game, I think inside the four walls of the footy club, we don't really have to push that point because, you turn on the radio, you turn on the TV, it's in their face all the time. So as coaches, it's about trying to get them away from the outcome, trying to get them to focus on the process. So that's been our sole focus this week.
What about then with what's been happening around your group with retirement announcements and distinct prospects of several more, Justin, to come in coming weeks? Is that causing much distraction around your group and your coaching staff with the importance of the four games you've got ahead?
I don't think it's caused any distraction. I think it's been handled really well. The players haven't seen it. I mean, as assistant coaches, we haven't seen any distraction. But our job is to keep the players focused, keep them on the process, and keep all our players trying to continually learn and get better. So that's been our focus.
Has Sam Butler retired?
Not tomorrow, I
think. Do you reverse roles on Seb Ross tomorrow? I mean, he's been a guy who can go with and get plenty of the ball, or do you have another role in mind for Hutchings? Is it Jack Stevens? Is it Billings? Is it one of those more dangerous types than perhaps even Seb Ross is?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to give that away on the radio, but you know, Hutch has been doing that sort of role. He's been very disciplined. He's probably been, you know, if you just measure a player on executing their role for the team, he's been probably in our top three players in the last 5 or 6 weeks. So he'll have a focus on someone, but, you know, we're going to disclose who it's going to be.
What about a quick one then the other way? Do you expect someone from St Kilda, say Kobe Stephens or someone, to sit on Andrew Gaff?
Yeah, well, that's been what clubs have, well, it's what clubs have been doing to us. Gaffey's probably had a run with, or someone, you know, sitting on him, not a tight run with, but just so he doesn't become a free player at stoppage, probably for the last month. And at times we've been able to manipulate that, so we've got plans in place whether he does or it doesn't. You know, Silly was in good form last week, so you know, teams have earmarked, you know, him in the past to be the go-to. And Sam Mitchell's still attracting a tag at times, so we've got things in place to expose that if that happens.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, guys.